Thank you for tuning in to Lash Aligns Education. This is Morgan Hatfield, the owner and founder. I'm here to bring you the most updated free education in the lash industry. Remember, we are in this together, one client at a time. Hey everyone, I hope you all are doing well. A couple of announcements really quick. Adhesive wipes did just drop on the website, and then I have a in-person class, so this is obviously if you are local, but June 27th, I have two spots left for my classic class. And if you are in Oklahoma and you do follow me, I really appreciate it because I think that is great, and I would love to connect too if you are in another state. Even if you are in Oklahoma too, I'd still love to connect, but if you are in another state, I think it would be cool because I do go to a lot of lash conferences and stuff, so I wouldn't mind meeting up at one of them if you are from another state. So the title of this podcast is To Be in This Industry, You Must Understand This Industry, and I feel like that is so strong and it's so true. And I do feel like this would be a good podcast for maybe someone newer in the industry, but if you've been in the industry for a lot longer, I think you're going to understand a couple of the things, because I do feel like some of the bullet points I'm about to talk about here, a lot of newer lash artists go through, and they don't quite understand, and they get frustrated, and they get mad, and I just want to kind of lay some things out for you, just so you kind of understand how the industry is, and what you can do as a lash artist to make it the best for you and make, you know, your job enjoyable and all of that that goes with it. So one thing, and I will say, I feel like this has been a little heavy on my heart recently just because I see things, you know, I talk to a lot of lash artists, I see things in the lash groups, and I definitely believe that this industry is not for everyone. I mean, it obviously couldn't be, and if it was easy, everyone would be doing it. Everyone would be a lash artist, and that's not the case. It's not for everyone. We are a service industry, and if you're not a if you're not a people person and you don't know how to communicate and talk to people, this isn't going to be the industry for you. And if you do decide to go into the industry and you struggle in those things, it's going to be really hard. So one of the things I have written down here is to be patient. You have to be patient, okay? You're going to get all different kinds of walks of life that come in to your chair. And hair girls understand this. And I feel like sometimes, though, as lash artists, maybe we get it more because their eyes are closed. And I've noticed when people's eyes are shut, everything just comes out like word vomit. So you definitely need to be a patient person. And one, two, you have to be patient because you're doing lashes. That's not something that is just a 5-minute deal in and out. Obviously, it's very tedious. And that's why I say lash artists, because our work is art. I don't say lash tech. I'm just not really a fan of a lash tech. I'm not a lash tech. I'm a lash artist. So that's why I say lash artist. But you have to be patient, because if you're not a patient person, you're going to get stressed out. You're going to get frustrated. And your clients will start to see that. You know, your coworkers, your boss, whoever, they're going to start to see it. And then it's going to rub off on everyone else that's in the room, including your clients, and you don't want that to happen. So you definitely need to make sure that you're always going into the day with a positive mindset and with positive, good vibes, because your vibe rubs off on everyone else, and you don't want to be the one person that's making the vibe go down in the salon. So another thing would be no-shows/cancellations. So I am going to say, obviously, have your policies in place. You know, have your cancellation policy, your no-show policy, and whatever you want that to be, you know, so be it. But do not get upset if you don't have those policies in place and a client cancels an hour before the appointment. Well, do they know of your policy? And if they don't, then that's no one's fault other than your own. Which, of course, most people aren't probably going to do that to you. But if they don't know what your policy is, there's no boundaries, and they will take advantage of that. So at the end of the day, yes, they shouldn't be texting you at 10 o'clock at night. They shouldn't be, you know, unless it was a family emergency or whatnot, they shouldn't be canceling, you know, an hour before. But if you don't have that laid out for them, there's a big possibility that they're not going to follow these rules that are in your head because they don't know of them. And it really comes down to communication. So, and you can't be scared of it, okay? If you're going to be scared to communicate, you're going to get frustrated because, yes, it's going to be hard for you to let your clients know of your policies. It's going to be hard for you to enforce your policies. So you really have to make sure that you're big on communication and you're letting these clients know of the no-show and the cancellation policy and whatever your policies are ahead of time. So then you don't get frustrated and upset when they do have to move their appointment or this and that. You know, and here's the thing, things are going to happen though too. So even if they know of the policy, they may have to cancel the last minute. But if they know of your policy, they know, okay, I'm going to have to pay my cancellation fee the next time I come in or whatever the case may be. So always be patient. Always have your policies in place. And if you don't have your policies in place, you cannot blame anyone but yourself. I'm really big on taking self-responsibility. I've always been like that. And that is one reason why I feel like I have gone as far as I have. And I have noticed, and I am a little younger, and I love my generation. We get things done, and I love it. And I don't necessarily think it's a generation thing. A lot of people will say it's a generation thing. I think it's just a people thing, no matter what age you are or what generation you come from. But I definitely feel like sometimes some people can feel entitled or feel a certain way, and I don't think it's okay to think like that. And that kind of brings me into the next thing is don't expect tips. Tips are great, don't get me wrong. Obviously they're great, and majority of clients will probably tip you, and they'll probably tip you pretty good. And then, you know, it's so nice that they do that. But you need to make sure that you think of it like that and don't think of it like, oh my God, I don't want to take her anymore because she doesn't tip me, or, oh, she doesn't tip me. I know I shouldn't get upset, but she doesn't tip me. And I get it. I know it sucks, but when you keep bringing that up about someone, like they don't tip you, you know, you really have to think of things. Don't quit thinking of it like that and think of, she may only have $100 extra each month and she's spending that money with you. And everyone has their own opinion on this because I know some people don't agree. And I think, well, if you only have $100 extra each month, you shouldn't be getting lashes. I disagree. Maybe I'm not like super bougie. I don't know. But I think there's nothing wrong with that. If you have $100 extra each month and fills are $50 every 2 weeks, okay. Some people, maybe they just can't afford to tip. That's how I see it. I'm a very understanding person. I'm a very patient person. But I do feel like when you go about it that way with grace, that good things will come your way. So another thing is, this is the one I heard the most in school from my teachers. And it was, your clientele doesn't grow in a day. And I think some understand that, some don't. And the ones that don't understand it, they expect that their books are going to get built within like 2 weeks, and that's not how it works. If you work at a really busy salon, it may happen, but even at busy salons, it may, being the new girl coming in, you know, you're not going to have clients requesting you, things like that. It's going to take a little bit to build your books. So don't expect to go in and immediately your books get built up super, super quick. Unless you are in a salon that gives you lots of clients. Especially if you're self-employed, like if you're booth rent, you're doing all that marketing and everything yourself. So you have to really, really work to build that clientele. So definitely understand it, because if you go into a lash studio and you expect the first week you're going to be making just $1,000, okay, reality check, that's not how this works. You have to build a clientele. You have to build connections with those people so that they come back to you and they refer their friends and so on. So if you expect that you're just be making all this money right off the bat, it's probably not going to happen. You know, you may be one of the rare ones that, you know, you do start making big money like that, but that's pretty rare and that's not going to happen. So that's kind of my thoughts on it and my 4 bullet points on if you're going to be in this industry, you need to understand this industry. And those are all of my bullet points on understanding the industry and what to expect. And don't get frustrated, because it's just how the industry is and we all go through it. So any questions, remember to message me on Lash Alliance Education. Thanks, everyone.